We had a client see more than 100% revenue growth on Google with 50% efficiency gain, and they 3 or 4x their Black Friday from a year ago. So certainly some pretty crazy results on the high end for us.
All of this to do with advertising is a tiny piece of the actual Amazon strategy, which is very, very strategically placed promotions. If you miss one of those and you lose the Black Friday badge, or you lose the Cyber Monday deal badge, or you don't get on these special page placements, you see a huge hit to your conversion rate because you're now in a sea of products that all have a giant red badge on them that says they're on sale and yours doesn't. So that's like a kiss of death.
If you're a D2C brand on Shopify and you're not using Black Crow, then you're leaving significant revenue on the table. Black Crow uses your own data to help you identify customers returning to your site who would otherwise remain anonymous. The more customers you can identify, the more email and SMS abandonment messages you can send. You'll see incremental revenue almost immediately without having to change any of your existing flows. The best part? All it takes is a one-click integration. There's zero development work required. Head on over to blackcrow.ai/DTC to get started with a free 30-day trial.
It's all killer, no filler, and today we are doing a Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We're going to actually do it with each of the sort of department heads here at Pilot House. Today we are talking first with Dougie, Google Pod lead over at the Pilot House team. Welcome to All Killer, No Filler. Dougie, was Google up or down this year for the bulk of our clients?
We were up. So 3/4 of our clients were up year on year. So certainly not maybe a win on every single client, but broadly speaking, generally saw good growth outside of a few niches here and there. So pretty happy overall with how things played out.
I'm hearing this again and again. It's another Black Friday, Cyber Monday in the books. Was it any different in terms of the distribution between the Friday and the Thursday? And I guess the other Friday and then the Monday. And the next question is like, how many brands are extending the sales on Google right now?
It's a great question because even prior to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, when we were having our discussions with people from Google, they were saying, hey, prepare for November to have both an extended window prior to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and post as well. So definitely seeing year on year that that window is extending, and certainly seeing the push, and we are pushing clients to expand their windows a little bit as well, because we're just seeing, and Google as well has shared with us, the search intent is broadening. So maybe less peaks and valleys, but more consistent and starting earlier and ending later. So certainly the Black Friday weekend in particular was stronger than we anticipated. And Black Friday and Cyber Monday were both still strong as well. But in particular, noticed that the weekend was stronger than we had initially forecasted for.
And you look at it, you obviously want a month of shipping time to make do, but people are shopping right up until a closing bell here. So it's definitely not time to coast. Any big observations this year? Anything within the Google suite that was leveraged to great extent, more than previous years?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing around a little bit with demand gen on the Google side, which is kind of what used to be discovery campaigns. It's still kind of being rolled out on the Google end. So played around a little bit with that. Nothing super high scale, but I would say generally on the Google side, the key takeaways in terms of what we were using and seeing success from was really just what we saw all year, right? Like for Google, because you're using a 30-day look back window if you're using value-based bidding, which we recommend, you can't just turn on a campaign on Black Friday and expect it to do well. You need to build up your learnings throughout the year so that you're capitalizing, and even prior to your sale launch, you're hopefully starting to scale up those campaigns and give them the legroom that they need to have an effective Black Friday. So I'd say nothing specific other than you want to be leveraging what you've learned throughout the year and starting that build up earlier because of just the way Google works with that value-based bidding.
Was this the year of PMAX more than ever? Was it, or do we kind of just continue the split of sort of running PMAX campaigns against standard campaigns? What's our split look like there?
Yeah, so certainly our investment into PMAX was heavier this year than last year. And generally, my expectation is for standard shopping campaigns to be deprecated eventually anyways. So if you're not on the PMAX curve, you're kind of behind the game, right? Because eventually you're going to lose out on your standard shopping campaign. So we certainly had heavier investment on PMAX, not to say that we entirely shifted over. In fact, a lot of our clients are running a bit of a hybrid approach, filtering some traffic through PMax and some through standard shopping campaigns, just in terms of the branded versus non-branded split. But year on year, we did certainly increase our PMax investment as an agency and saw success through it.
Give me some examples. What sort of, I know we don't talk specific clients on the podcast, but give me some examples of some stories that were big winners over this past week.
Yeah, we had a client see more than 100% revenue growth on Google with, I believe, a 50% efficiency gain. And then if you look at even their top level, this was one that we had a full suite of channels running for them, not just Google. And they, I believe, 3 or 4x their Black Friday from a year ago. So certainly some pretty crazy results on the high end for us on Google. And yeah, generally pretty happy with how things laid out. Not for every client, but yeah, the clients that did perform quite well, performed really well, right? So, and I think part of that too is impacted by brands that maybe started a bit earlier, had the buildup. That always is going to help, specifically the Google side, warm up and allow you to capitalize on Black Friday. So yeah, a couple six-figure wins for sure that we're really excited about.
And you mentioned the omnichannel approach that this brand took. What was the approach within Google? Was it omnichannel within Google as well, in terms of having YouTube, shopping, search, the whole gamut, display even?
Yeah, exactly. So more and more, we're probably pushing for YouTube over static imagery through display, although we'll see kind of how this new demand gen campaign type continues to play out. But certainly in the buildup to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we were really pushing for top of funnel YouTube spend, build up your audiences. Don't focus as much on retargeting in the lead up, because you're going to get those conversions once your big sale kicks in. So yeah, a lot of investment into top of funnel, particularly on YouTube in the buildup when things were a bit softer, people weren't converting yet, they were holding out, and then flipping that switch and cutting back on the top of funnel and more so pushing the retargeting, because as well, targeting a little bit earlier is going to be way cheaper as well, just due to the nature of competition.
So yeah, the early bird gets the juicier worm. Super neat. Anything that happened this year that was sort of like a miss or something that you'd want to do over or you'll be conscious of for next year?
Yeah, I think a few clients ran without sales annotations on their shopping and PMax campaigns, which I think is a bit of a miss. Sales annotations allow you to show the strike-through pricing on your shopping and PMax listings. You do have to have your price aligned to that on your PDP. And some clients were just running a straight discount code with no information, like you've got the banner at the top, but no actual view for the consumer to see the price discrepancy. And I think that was a bit of a miss for those particular clients. Generally saw that shopping and PMax performance for those clients wasn't as strong. And then, yeah, I would say there's a few clients that maybe didn't invest early enough to help build up their Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So those would probably be the two areas that we take away and really hammer home for next year. And as well, maybe not a miss, but a bit of a surprise on our end was that the CPCs didn't increase as much as we expected them to, which was, in our mind, a good thing, right? Drive more traffic, but certainly was expecting a bit of a starker increase in CPCs than what we saw.
How much manual work on the day is happening with, because I remember, you know, when I talk with Spencer or when I talk with Clifford on the Amazon team, they feel like there's a big arbitrage opportunity with brands that kind of like spend their budget quick and don't think about adding it. And by being really nimble with the bids and the budgets on the Amazon side, they're able to kind of take a bigger piece of the pie. Is that active in the Google environment as well? Or is Google, you know, Google's always been described to me as like rolling thunder. So are there like up to the minute optimizations you're making to maximize things?
Not up to the minute, I'd say. It's certainly, you're not just setting it and leaving it, right? By no means are we doing that. We're certainly keeping very close eyes on clients and accounts during Black Friday. But you're not going to, like I said, suddenly launch a campaign. You're not going to suddenly make a major change to the account, because it's going to go through an adjustment period. And you don't want that adjustment period to be during the highest intent portion of the year. So certainly there are adjustments to be made based on how typically we're looking at kind of high-level revenue metrics, comparing that against our spend. Google is a little bit delayed in terms of how it gets data through. So using conversions by conversion time to get a bit more insight there and using GA as well, although GA4 is a bit slower than what we're used to with UA. But certainly less so, I'd say. Certainly less so than Meta, but probably probably a bit more akin to Amazon, and wanting to just make sure that you have, if your campaigns are hitting targets, you're giving them the headroom that they need, and making sure that you're communicating with whoever's in charge of spend and budget, making sure you have that available if you're seeing the results you need. I think too many times a client will say, hey, we have X amount to spend it all. Maybe you spend it all and it's 5 p.m. There's still a ton of conversions left that you can get efficiently later on in the day, right? So a lot of it is about bid and budget management on the day.
When you look at the offers that the clients, that you, all of our clients ran through you guys on Google, what would you say were the, what were the common themes about the offers themselves that made the ones that were the most compelling?
Yeah, I think it's nothing too surprising in terms of the most compelling offers. They were typically site-wide. They weren't super complex, right? I think you can kind of try and overthink Black Friday a little bit, and you set up a bunch of tiered offers, but you end up just confusing consumers, right? So broadly, I'd say the site-wide discounts that are easy to understand, easy to digest for people coming to site are the ones that perform best, but that's not really a crazy insight. That's kind of what you would expect as well.
Very cool. What did you make any Black Friday purchases this year?
I didn't actually, not yet anyways. Maybe we'll capitalize on the longer window that we've already chatted on. But no, I'm a bit stingy. So maybe now would have been the time, but I held out this year. How about you?
Nice. I bought some wall art. I bought some nice prints from some artists that have been stalking me on Instagram. And I bought an outfit for the Pilot House Christmas party that I'm really excited to.
Oh, I'm excited to see.
I know some people are dressing up like Santa. I know some people are dressing up like Elf. I decided I'm just going to dress up like a G. So it'll look really good. That's my plan.
Nice.
Well, this is perfect. We got Clifford jumping on right now. We can pass the baton. Thank you for the Google update, Dougie. We will catch up with you soon, and we'll talk about the fantasy hockey pool that you're crushing me in later.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, D2C, you did it. You crushed out yet another Black Friday and Cyber Monday. As you reap the benefits of your hard work and enormous ad spend throughout this holiday season, take some time to get reflective about your marketing stack and ask yourself, is 2024 the year you make SMS your number one revenue channel? SMS is engaging, intimate, immediate. Best of all, it's owned media, and it just works. Talk to PostScript, the preferred SMS revenue platform for over 12,000 forward-thinking D2C brands, including D2C Podcast, Favorites, Feastables, Olipop, Deathwish Coffee, and more. I've known PostScript's founder, Alex, for years, and can tell you he's built PostScript to be fully customer-focused and always innovating great revenue additive products like SMS sales and Fondue cashback. If you want to make more revenue with SMS in 2024, start having one-to-one conversations with your customers at scale with PostScript. To learn more and for a special offer for D2C podcast listeners, visit postscript.io/DTC.
And Clifford just comes on wearing a button down. On weekends, do you wear button downs?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd wear anything else.
Are your pajamas buttoned up? Or are we getting too intimate?
Yeah, you know the pajamas, they have like the lapel.
Yeah.
Like those.
Like sitcom dads in the 80s and 90s wore.
Of course. Very, you know, silk.
That's great. Well, let's talk Amazon here. What? Give me the high level. How was Black Friday, Cyber Monday for the Amazon team here at Pilot House?
Yeah, so Black Friday, Cyber Monday were fantastic. A lot of record-setting days for a lot of our brands. We were definitely concerned going into it because Amazon started Black Friday basically on the 20th. If you had scheduled certain deals, they were starting on the 20th. Other deals ran for that first week. Some ran for the second week only. But we were worried that with the deals starting early, things would just be more spread out and you wouldn't get that same hit on Black Friday or on Cyber Monday that you normally have in the past.
But you did.
We definitely did. And across brands, interestingly, we found Cyber Monday was a lot stronger. Well, not a lot stronger, but significantly stronger than Black Friday. The weekend in between, the Saturday, Sunday, I will say rough efficiency weekend, basically across brands. Like the thing is, as we hit Black Friday, because Amazon is so intent focused, like we're not really generating a lot of new demand. We're capitalizing on demand that exists. So we're really just doing our best to ride the wave of demand and capitalize on it and scale up as quickly as possible and pull back as fast as we can to make sure that we're not overspending into that demand. So from Friday, Thursday, we're really pumping up budgets, bids, really preparing and pushing to take advantage of all the extra traffic and the higher conversion rate that's going to happen. But on Saturday, it's pretty clear that that conversion rate is not the same. There's still a very drastic increase in traffic, but you see some pretty rough performance in campaigns. It's definitely not the same thing you're seeing on Friday, but it's almost impossible to know what's going to happen on that weekend. You don't know how far it's going to pull back. But we did see a very, very strong Cyber Monday, which leads us to believe a lot of the clicks that we got on ads, a lot of the spend that we put in on that weekend did actually end up coming through as delayed purchases on Cyber Monday. People who shop like me and put everything in their cart on the weekend and check out on Monday.
You kept the faith and it paid off for Amazon. I was talking about this with Google. I remember when we talk a lot of what makes the difference, I feel like, with our Amazon team, it's just how active you guys are when it comes to taking advantage of market conditions, taking advantage of other advertisers who may have let their budgets run out. You know, it sounds like there was a lot of adjustments like throughout the weekend to sort of have maximum benefit.
Yeah, it's funny on Amazon because every single little niche is its own bubble that you're competing against. What's really interesting, if we take it to the same example we always go to and you're selling running shoes, well, if you're Adidas and you want to run your ad for running shoes top of search, page one, for the word running shoes all throughout Black Friday, you need to raise your budget substantially right in the morning, probably the day before, realistically. You need to raise your bids high enough so that you're bidding above the competition for those placements. But what happens throughout the day is your competition will start to budget out as the day goes on. So typically what you'll see is right in the morning, Black Friday, most expensive clicks, but that's not usually how it goes. So right in the morning, Black Friday, you actually get some pretty decently nice, cheap clicks. People haven't adjusted yet to the increased conversion rate. Automated systems haven't adjusted yet. By about midday, people are clearly waking up. Bids are going up. Cost per clicks are going way up. And so what you'll start to see now is one by one, your competitors dropping off. It's really weird. And if you watch your main keywords really closely, you can see this. There'll be like fly-by-night brands you've never heard of. Suddenly they're at the top of search, page one. Like, what are they doing here? They're there for an hour and they're gone because their ad budget ran out because it's super expensive to stay there. And across a lot of our larger brands, we see exactly this phenomenon that like we're riding this line of cost per click where we're trying to get the best return while still maintaining the best visibility. And typically, we're really riding that line and watching our competitors kind of stock out and then increasing as we see we're getting a little bit more visibility on those main keywords.
Give me an example of a client who like absolutely crushed this year and what helped them do that.
Yeah, so the main, all of this to do with advertising is a tiny piece of the actual Amazon strategy, which is very, very strategically placed promotions. So everywhere else, you can run your Black Friday deal whenever you want it to be. This from this date to this date, you can run it early, you can run it late, you can do whatever you want because it's your own website and all that. Amazon has very specific windows where they run Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals, and they have very specific amounts you need to discount by. So the bigger part of hitting event days like this well is, yes, the ad part's important, but what's really a lot more important is nailing your promo strategy. So for example, this year, like I said, Amazon started Black Friday, Cyber Monday on the Monday before Thanksgiving. And if you hit this right, you had a Prime exclusive discount set up or a best deal in Amazon system. These require you to be typically at least 20% discounted from your lowest price in the last 30 days. So you basically had to have not run any deals in the last month, have that checked off so you get the nice Black Friday deal badge during that period. And then as soon as that roughly ends, you could have ran it all the way to Cyber Monday, but realistically, what you're going to want to do is run these Prime exclusive discounts in tandem with lightning deals, in tandem with best deals, and you have little price adjustments in there to make sure they all go live. Because all these different promo types, in theory, Amazon's planning on you only using one of them, but you can stack them up in a way that you maximize it as long as you make sure the pricing makes sense. So your first deal that runs for the first 5 days, let's say, has to be the lowest price in the last 30 days. So does your next one, but you can just drop it by a penny usually and you're still good. So you can go that one for these days, this one, the lightning deal that runs on this day, and then the 7 day deal runs on this day. And the reason you stack them up like that, not just run one, is all of these get different placements on the website. So your Black Friday deal might put you on this page, and your Prime exclusive discount might put you on this page. And if you run a coupon that leads into it, you get on this page. And coupon that leads after, you get on this page, and you get better badging in search results and whatnot. So really hitting all the different promos that give you the best visibility throughout that period really helps you stand out, and your ads will perform so much better with all that badging. If you miss one of those, you misstep something in there and you lose the Black Friday badge, or you lose the Cyber Monday deal badge, or you don't get on these special page placements, you see a huge hit to your conversion rate, because you're now in a sea of products that all have a giant red badge on them that says they're on sale and yours doesn't. And so that's like kiss of death on any time in that period, is you lose that badge.
Anything this year that didn't go as well as we'd hoped it to? Anything that we're going to really focus on for next year that was a slight miss this year?
My biggest regret of this one is buyers on our team will say I told you so to me after this, but I had a big thought. There's one big promo that's called a best deal, which is a 7-day long deal where you get on all these special deal pages. You actually pay money for it as well. Depends on the brand how much you have to pay. But you could pick two periods this year. You could either pick Black Friday week, which is the week leading up to and including Black Friday, or you could pick Cyber Monday week, which is Cyber Monday and then the week following it. I was strongly in favor of Cyber Monday week because I thought, well, even after Cyber Monday, there's still huge buyer intent, like right now, at the end of November or beginning of December.
It's next day shipping in a lot of cases, so it's kind of arbitrary that we'd have to, you know, book it a month out.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking like, okay, this will work, I think, better than before Black Friday, because who's shopping before Black Friday? Big regret, because Amazon very heavily pushed early Black Friday deals as a giant thing with huge banners and placements. And if you were taking advantage of those Black Friday deal, I wish I had flipped that around and done it there first and then ran a Prime exclusive discount after, rather than the other way around, which we did in a couple cases. So
it fits in with your last point, which is just you just want to take everything that they give you. You want to give them options for every single channel that they give you so that they can utilize you as much as they want.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, if you're a brand on Amazon, you're very well aware there's a lot of fees involved. You're paying Amazon roughly a 15% platform fee. You're now paying for Amazon's fulfillment. Now that roughly evens out to whatever fulfillment would normally be on a website, but you add it all up and there's not a ton of profit margin left. And now if you have to take a 20% hit on your price, that's probably all your profit. So we do like recommend and highly encourage brands to run these promos, but in some cases it's just not worth it, because although you're getting all this extra volume, unless you're doing it for new customer acquisition that you think are going to come back and repurchase from your brand, it's definitely not a time where you're making much profit.
Good shout. But overall, very successful Black Friday Cyber. What about personally? What was your, did you make any strong purchases? You said you left in your cart on Monday.
All on Amazon, of course.
What were you excited about?
So we needed a new, this is a weird one, but we needed a new rug for the living room.
Nice.
Which, you know, I shopped around the big DTC brands, took out Ruggable and whatnot, but went back to the tried and true and got it on Amazon, Black Friday deal. Got some dining room chairs, you know. I'm out there buying the big things on this Black Friday.
I bought home decor as well. I was saying I bought some nice wall art. I bought some shelving units. I'm going to soon have a nice corner shelving unit up here, thanks to Black Friday. See if I can keep some plants alive. I can keep a 9-year-old girl alive. So let's see if I can keep some plants alive.
Yeah, but she probably asks for food when she's hungry. But the plant.
She asks for a lot of things.
The plant is not.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I love all those memes about like my plants watching me fill up my coffee maker for the third time today or whatever. And it's just like, Anyway, Clifford, this was fun as always. Thanks. Next week, we'll be back with a meta and maybe a retention email retrospective as well. But for now, hope you enjoyed Google and Amazon as always. And also we released our Amazon ads course, Clifford, which was available through D2C's Black Friday sale. So we'll make sure there's a link to that in this. We're going to be doing a full launch of that course in the coming weeks, but exciting to get that out there in the world as well. Cause I know you put a lot of work into this bad boy.
Yeah. That took me an insane amount of time. And I know like your guys' team is going to do all this advertising around it and all the marketing push for it. Realistically, it's legitimately just me screen sharing, going through exactly how we do what we do. So it's not some big hype production thing. It's just straight up, this is how we do it.
it's just straight up knowledge, but like, I feel like it's an area where there's not, like, even just searching around, like there are a few other things out there, but I doubt there's anything that went into the depth that you geeked out on in this thing.
Yeah. I love to say that the skill floor on Amazon ads is really like really low. It's easy to get into. It's easy to set up your first campaign. The skill ceiling, once you start getting into the weeds of Amazon ads, you start to realize really how much you don't know. And this course, the idea is, like, to be honest with anyone who's thinking about buying it, this was not made to sell to people. I was making this as an internal training tool for us to just use to train new people up on Amazon ads. And then DTC team came and said, hey, we should maybe sell this.
Yeah.
So
get it to the world.
People aren't too turned off by it just being like, you know, me in my office screen sharing how I do things.
No, I think that's most people's dream Friday night. But Clifford, awesome. Thanks for coming on again today, bud. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co. I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.